Yeah, that was very interesting. We put people into the offices of some of the provincial ministers who were involved in sharing the cost of public transit services in Winnipeg, and we lobbied City Hall. We knew that, again, we needed both those levels of government to achieve this new initiative. Primarily, we argued that since public transit operated on a budget that significantly exceeded the income of transit from fares, i.e., the public purse, taxpayer-originated monies. So we argued that we were taxpayers who, because of the way public transit was organized, did not have the benefit of the services. We were paying for something we had no benefit of. And we argued logically that we were subsidizing the public transit service of non-disabled people because our tax dollars went to subsidize their fares or the service that was provided to them. And we said that over and over again to a variety of media and in a variety of venues. And when that finally became an issue of public discussion on talk radio, for example, and in the letters to the editor, then we felt a shift. The political level was now willing to entertain and consider the idea of a service that would accommodate people with disabilities, in particular wheelchair users and those who couldn't climb the stairs into the transit buses. And that was really when the tipping point came. Public pronouncements by elected officials came very quickly, city, the province, to satisfy the new expectation in the public mind that people with disabilities should also benefit from their taxes by way of public transit.